Of their daughter, 3 miscarriages, 4 moves, numerous job promotions, the loss of both sets of parents. His daughter Rosa and her husband Jack visit when they can. They live in Grand Rapids. Rosa will cook for days and then they'll pack up the car with ice coolers and drive the 5 hours from Michigan to Illinois, arriving with enough food to feed Leon for a month. He tries to tell his daughter that he doesn't need so much. But she doesn't listen. Food has always been a comfort in their home. And it's what Rosa does best, just like her mother. Rosa came for a visit last month. She and Jack are trying to have a baby, but can't. And it makes Leon sad to see her sad. He tries to tell her that these things sometimes just happen. But he knows that's a flimsy excuse. He's an engineer by training, a scientist at the end of the day. He looks for the reason behind everything. When he and Marta were first together, she couldn't believe that he didn't believe in God. "How can you not?" she'd asked, surprised. Leon shrugged. "I just don't." The truth was, he didn't really need God. He had all the answers he needed and didn't think any more of it. Marta wasn't religious, but she had a spiritual outlook on life that was contagious to anyone who came in contact with her. Even when she was sick, she held on to her beliefs. When Leon tried to contact every doctor, every specialist, anyone who could give her a different diagnosis, Marta had simply smiled, almost amused. She was too weak to argue with him, but her eyes were still bright and full of life. In the end, she'd had enough of the doctors, enough of the hospitals, enough of the heavy medications that made her sick. She was okay with dying, even though Leon implored her to live. "Oh, Leon," she said, "I am so tired. My body is tired. Can you let me go?" She placed her hand against his cheek while he cried. So they stopped the chemo and moved her home so she could be in her own bed and see the stars. She slipped away 2 weeks later. On her tombstone, he wrote Marta Idara, beloved wife, 1935 to 1995. And beneath it, her favorite quote, which he reads aloud every time he visits her grave. "The true harvest of my life is intangible, a little stardust caught, a portion of the rainbow I have clutched." Henry David Thoreau. Leon lowers his binoculars. The lenses are fogging up. It happens. Some nights the equipment won't work right or the weather won't cooperate. The night sky teaches you patience. He turns to cast an eye over his neighborhood. At this hour, families are tucking their children into bed, ready for the quiet relief that graciously accompanies a long day, even though there will be dishes to wash, toys to pick up, lunches to be made. This is part of what keeps Leon here in Avalon, in this house. The house itself is much too big for an old man like himself, but he has secretly fallen in love with the people who surround him, their familiar faces, their history, now a part of his own. They remember Marta, her laugh that put everyone at ease, made everyone smile. There are still so many wonderful Marta stories they share. Every now and then he is reminded of a memory long forgotten, and it fills his heart with unexpected joy, like a child discovering a silver dollar beneath his pillow the morning after losing a tooth. He imagines Marta watching over them, over the sadness that hangs over one house that used to be filled with laughter. And he wishes she could tell him how he can offer comfort, if such a thing were possible. There are so many unspeakable tragedies, things that are over in a moment but leave so much unhappiness in their wake, lives put on hold, families torn apart. What do you think, Marta? What is there left to do? He feels her warm breath on his neck, a tickle, a hint of a smile. "Oh, Leon." He feels her chiding him. Or is it his own foolishness?